It was tough to sleep in Buffalo last night as a major lake effect storm dumped 18 to 24 inches of snow on western New York.
The night was full of thunder, lightning, pellets of snow hitting the window, and this horrible cracking sound of trees all around us breaking and falling.
That's Suzanne Sack. She's a nurse who lives in the Elmwood Avenue neighborhood. At least three deaths are blamed on the storm. It's the most snow Buffalo has ever seen this early in October.
Heavy, wet, thick snow.
Huh.
And lots of it.
So it's the kind of snow that seems to attach to every tree limb, every telephone pole on its way down?
Especially this time of the year when so many of the trees still have their leaves. The leaves act almost like a sponge, and it weighted everything down.
Buffalo is a city known for its leafy boulevards, and what Suzanne Sack describes means Greg's tree service is extremely busy. Darcy Soika is Greg's husband, and she's answering the phones.
They are ringing off the hook nonstop.
Nonstop.
You don't even get a chance to have, like, a quick conversation to call the guys.
And people are calling because trees have fallen in the road, on their homes?
On the homes, through the houses, through windows, on cars. You can't get down any side streets. I don't know how many trees we're going to have left.
The damage is such that these trees might not survive.
Right. Most of them are going to need to be taken down.
Hundreds of thousands of people lost power. Heat is also a concern. A low of 37 degrees is predicted tonight. Hotels with electricity are booked solid. It's also harvest time, but the cold is not the main concern for the crops. It's the wet. Melinda Vizcarra is co-owner of Becker Farms in Niagara County. They have pumpkins, blueberries, vineyards, and an orchard.
Everything is so saturated that they can't harvest. So the apples are just getting riper and riper, and we can't go out into the fields and pick.
And on the front end of the snow, you had a lot of rain.
Yes, we had the rainiest September ever. So any tree that's not really rooted to the ground is starting to fall over with the extra weight of the snow.
And in October, you probably have a field full of pumpkins that are sitting in a bunch of snow right now.
Right. There again, the hard part is now it's mud. So people, if they have boots on, can go out and pick them up. It's just when you try to get a tractor in to have a heavy load of pumpkins that it's going to be near impossible, at least until it dries up. So we're hoping for Indian summer.
Melinda Vizcarra, she's from Becker Farms in Niagara County, New York.